The Mad Dog's House of Pain, the only nationally licensed pro wrestling school in the state of Alabama. Mad Dog Dan Sawyer, trained by the Junkyard Dog, will be your trainer. You want to be a professional wrestling superstar? Learn from GCW's own Mad Dog's House of Pain. With over 22 years' experience, learn from the Mad Dog's House of Pain. 205-567-6482. Start your career today. Call 205-567-6482.
I said it off air, I'll say it on air. For the third time in a five-week period of time, it's good to be back. Greetings, good evening, how you doing? Live in a multiple location station in more ways than I've got active brain cells. Welcome to Global Championship Wrestling's GCW Radio on the Beyond Ringside Radio Network and ProWrestlingRadio.net. Live from the cave, yours truly, the Magic City Motor Mouth, Fast Eddie Lane, part of the GCW announced team. Welcoming in longtime tag team partner from the House of Pain, mobile edition this time, the one, the only, one half of the GCW and World Tag Team Champions, Mad Dog Dan Sawyer. What's up, my brother?
It has been too long for radio, and it's been too long for not having GCW wrestling, and we're changing that. We're on radio tonight, and we're talking about this Saturday night, November the 19th, Battle Bash 2016. I'm excited. It's a great day. It's Macho Man's birthday. It would have been 64 today. And my tag team partner's birthday, Leon the Bull Stresser, one half of GCW and World Tag Team Champions. And we're out and about. It's a remote location, we'll say. And it's the place that's famous for the chicken wings and owls. Yes. I think you were thinking we were talking about the boot barn, but we're having a little New Day moment there, but all for a different reason. But yeah, it's exciting and it's great to get ready for this Saturday night. I've had so many people reach out and say how excited they are for all the big things coming up this Saturday night. You've seen it on Facebook, social media, Instagram, you name it. It's out there and it's happening this Saturday. Pell City Civic Center, get ready. Bama Bash 2016.
It has been, as you said, way too long. Extenuating circumstances, which, you know, there have been rumors flying around social media, and it's social media. Rumors are going to fly around. But allow me to go ahead and bring back one phrase that has not actually been utilized in the last little while, but we'll do it right now. The reports of our demise have been greatly exaggerated. Global Championship Wrestling may have been on hiatus. We ain't going nowhere. Word, verb, end of discussion. Right, Dan?
It happens every year. Everyone knows I'm affiliated with Sloss Sprite Furnace. And, last year we came back bigger, better, stronger, faster. Sound like the $6 million man from back in the day. But, you know, I guess everyone's life must be pretty boring if you have to talk about GCW because, you know, we're the best of wrestling's past, present, and future. We draw the biggest crowds in Alabama and some of the biggest crowds nationwide. And, we do it for the fans. Everybody's professional. We look good. We train. It's a family show. You know, haters gonna hate. Just, you know, get in line, you know. If you're not working here and you're mad, you know, try to improve. Send in a tape.
Yeah, really.
Improve your attitude. Don't lie. Just because you're not part of the best thing going right now. I'm not saying we are the biggest and best, but we try to attain that every show from bell to bell, from start to finish. And you're not going to find a better show anywhere for $10. Hell, I was affiliated with a show in Tennessee that had a $12,000 budget every night, and we outdraw them. And that company is no longer, so, you know, I'm just saying, you know, no matter how much smoke, mirrors, lights, pyro, blowing up a goat, whatever you want to do, we've got what the fans want to see is wrestling. That, you know, if they want to see sports entertainment Monday and Tuesday. And I love WWE. Don't get me wrong. A lot of friends work there.
Yeah.
I watch it every week. I DVR it. I enjoy it. But if you want wrestling, as Vince likes to make fun of, you're going to get what I grew up on. You know, that's, you know, the Mad Justice is, you know, we got our belts. We're ready to go. Prowler and Mudbone say they want some of us. Hey, we're not paper champions. We're not running anywhere. You know, we're not pouring some concoction that looked like something out of the Temple of Doom down young wrestlers' throats trying to make them minions or zombies, you know? I mean, we came to wrestle, and we came to fight. And I got one of the best tag team partners I've ever had in GCW. He's going to be there with me. And, you know, we're not just there scouting like Nick Saban does during the football year. We've been watching, and we know what the competition's like. And I'm not saying there's not a lot of great tag teams out there. Violent Gentleman, Jack Gunn, Big K, Mudbone Prowler, you name it. The Brotherhood, whichever version they want to throw at us, you know, whether it's J.P. McGregor or O'Hagan, or I hear they've even got a new member. But until I see it, I don't believe it. But we're ready to wrestle. And we're ready to wrestle this Saturday night for the Bama Bash 2016. And, hey, Mad Justice will be in the house. That's Mad Dog Dan Sawyer and Leon the Bull Stresser. We're coming. Hey, we may even stop by the boot barn tonight and get a new pair of boots because we may be burying them of that mystical Mudbone and Night Prowler, the guy from Hell's Kitchen, New York. My former tag team partner. Hey, Prowler and me are no strangers to each other.
I can go ahead. Do me a favor. I got to get this one in because I've teased it before and I cannot find the footage, but I'm going to go back and look for it again. I actually have quiet cam footage, as I like to call it, of the last, I want to say hardcore match. I'm trying to remember, Street Fight Rules is what it was, that you and Night Prowler did at the Palmerdale Homestead Community Center a few years back. I still have that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it, and that was the night that I took that big garbage can, I put it over his head, I beat it with a crutch, and I dropped an elbow on top of him, and the seam split, it cut my arm, but it split his head, and God knows he does not need to lose brain cells, because that guy is like a Sherman tank. He gets one thing on his mind, and he's got to go cutting through, and he will destroy anything that gets in his way. Those two guys are no tomato cans or paper champions. Mudbone is multiple-time GCW heavyweight champion. Prowler, multiple-time GCW heavyweight champion. You got two guys that have been champion multiple times, and they've been together many times, and I don't know if they've ever held the tag team gold, but you know, Prowler synonymous with being in a tag team with Eli the Killer Clown, yes. One of the meanest, toughest, roughest guys that ever stepped foot in any ring, not just GCW.
Right.
We're talking one of the toughest guys ever to hit the planet and put on a pair of boots. And, you know, when that Suicide Squad came out this year, and I always thought of Harley Quinn,
yeah.
His wife, his valet, she called herself Harley. And she hit almost as hard as Eli did back in the day. But, you know, I tell you, I'm excited. My partner's excited. And I know there's a ton of other matches to talk about. But Prowler Mudbone, contract's open for this Saturday night. Originally, I was told we were going to wrestle you guys. We'll have our boots. You make sure you do. We're ready to go. Or if you want to do it street fight style, I'll be glad to come to you and bring anything you want to bring to the ring. I'm not saying it's a street fight, but I'm saying if you don't want to put your gear on and we just want to swap some licks, we're coming for a good old-fashioned fight on this Saturday night.
That would be fun to watch. I know you're up for it. I know Stresser's up for it. I know that the Prowler would be up for it just the same way as Bone would be up for it. I know the four of y'all love a good old-fashioned wrestling match, but by the same token, the four of y'all just love a good old-fashioned fight every once in a while, just to get it out of your system, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't punched a man this week, so it's time, you know? Sometimes it's like I feel like I'm, as we get close to Thanksgiving, you know, you got that little thermometer on there. When it's done, it pops out. Beep. Hey, my fists are both popped out, and they're ready to go. So we'll see what happens. Who wants to step up? Who wants to fight? Talking tag team division, violent gentlemen, guys that used to be known as the Aries brothers.
Right.
Scott and Andrew, I don't know what they call themselves, the violent gentlemen.
Scott Morgan and Aiden Andrews.
Yep. Well, them two boys, you know, they've been under the guidance of Wicked Nemesis, and he is the most champion tag team manager ever, I would say, in the Southeast, not just in GCW, but everybody knows he was managing Unlucky Charms version 1 and 2. Now he's put those boys, they've won the tag team championship over at Peach State. And I don't mind talking about Shane Knowles' organization. Peach State is a great place over in Georgia, and they're running the week after us. But the violent gentlemen, you got two guys that I broke into this business, Big K and Jack Gunn. Two guys that are sometimes overlooked because people say, oh, they just don't have the experience. Well, they're taking on a team who has about the same amount of experience or a little less, but they've had the taste of gold in professional wrestling. So, you know, this ain't Peach State, boys. You may be the tag team champions there, and y'all may be the top of the heap right now, but Jack Gunn and Big K, those boys are getting ready. You know, look at Jack Gunn. He sits around, and he's cornbread fed. And Mud Bone has all been in Big K's head over the last 6 months and stealing things from him and doing this and doing that and leaving chicken wings and stuff. I don't know what all he's done. I was thinking about chicken wings, but it's kind of bones that he leaves around and feathers and all kinds of stuff, trying to get in the head of Big K. But, you know, Jack Gunn and him, he's had a few injuries, but they're going to be taking on the violent gentleman. And one of these teams will be the, whenever we do get to face Prowler and Mudbone, one of these teams will be moving up in the ranks. So whoever wins this match is going to be very important to the future of the rest of 2016 and jumping right into 2017.
You know, that's one thing that I've always been able to say. You have had a number of different tag team partners, and regardless of what your personal philosophy has been at any particular point in time, you've always been ready to fight. You've always been ready to defend those titles. And alongside of Leon the Bull Stresser, a person that I've watched mature in this industry and continue to improve and continue to make the strides to show that he is championship material from A to Z, the two of y'all are always set and ready to go. And you both do your homework. You both acknowledge the fact there are some great teams around the southeastern United States. Doesn't just have to be in Global Championship Wrestling. It can be from anywhere. Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky. You're not ducking anybody. You're ready to take on any and all challengers that are qualified, bona fide tag teams that are willing to step up to the plate to challenge, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, after the holidays are over, Matt Justice has been invited to Oklahoma, Mississippi, over to All Pro. And All Pro is also in Georgia with Robert Gibson. And, you know, we're ready. We got these belts. We're not scared to travel. I'm not saying that we move like Robert and Ricky, but we haven't tagged together for 30 years. We do know each other, and we know what strengths to watch. But, you know, I got to give it to Mudbone, Prowler, Violent Gentleman, all these guys, especially if Wicked Nemesis is managing them. He's got them watching film. They know that I got a bum knee. They know that the Bull's got a bad shoulder. You know, they're going to try to pick us apart like a pack of coyotes out here in the woods. But guess what? We're ready. Hank used to say a country boy can't survive. We ain't going to find two country boys any tougher than us. You know, we're ready to go. We're ready to fight. But speaking of tag team partners, almost like a segue here, I am so excited to tell everyone that Micah Taylor, former GCW heavyweight champion, my former tag team partner, the last time people saw him was last August when I left on a stretcher. We were the powers that be. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Micah Taylor has got his mind straight. Mad Dog's got his mind straight. We've buried hatchets that were sticking out of the, you know, we buried the hatchet. The handle was sticking out of the ground, as Gar said. We've cut that thing off. And he's back to his roots. He is representing the United States Marine Corps like he always did. But he's wearing his uniform to the ring. He brings his ceremonial sword. And he's going to get his hands on Francisco Chiazzo, the king of Florida, the king of wrestling, the loudest mouth wrestler on the planet, the guy who does more shameless. He makes you and me look like shameless plugs or nothing. He hashtags everything.
Yes.
He's probably playing with a hashtag at his house in Florida right now as we speak. But, you know, he's coming in, and both these guys are former champions, and they're trying to do the contention of who will be the number one contender up to Spiral and Eric Wayne to the future. So this is a big match, so I'm anxious to see what happens. You know, everybody is excited about Micah Taylor coming back. I'm excited. I'm glad we got Micah Taylor back that I knew for a long time. He and I kind of got sideways with the fans a couple years back, and we took turns being the non-fan favorite and the fighting and whatever. We're back to grassroots. We're starting where we came from. And it's all about we're here to wrestle. And he is so excited. He's doing motion capture right now as we speak in Los Angeles for the new game that'll be coming out next. And I don't know what that's called, so I'm not going to try to act smart about it. But he did so many of the games in this many of the characters in this last game. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But
if I may,
he's excited, and he's glad to be back in GCW.
Now, as far as it goes, you've got two individuals that you have to use the phrase, and it's a time-worn expression, double tough. Francisco Chiazzo, the King of Florida, the King of the Southeast, former GCW heavyweight champion, one of the top contenders with his former partner or his partner in the Circle of Disrespect, also with the Foundation of Pro Wrestling when it was still active. I mean, one of the top contenders for the tag team titles as well. I mean, this man is willing to do anything and everything to win. We have seen him use steel chairs. We've seen him use brass knuckles. We've seen him use a cane, anything and out there that he's not afraid to cut corners. Cut? Hell, he'll chainsaw the corners to get his way. That's all I got to say. And Micah Taylor, once again, double tough, one of the hardest hitting people in this industry.
I could be really cute and say snug, but that would be condescending. That's all I'm going to say.
He is one of the hardest hitting people you'll ever run across. He preaches strong style, and by golly, he not just preaches it, he uses it 7 days a week on that one. Glad to see he's back full scale in the mocap. Always does a tremendous, you know, I've never heard a negative thing said about when the group that he works with on motion capture. They always do a phenomenal job. And yes, it is going to be great to see Micah Taylor this Saturday night back in Pell City, Alabama, back under the banner of Global Championship Wrestling. And I will sit back and say this, folks, plain and simple. If you've watched Micah Taylor, if you've watched Francisco Chiazzo, folks, I will lay this one out there in no uncertain terms. This is easily going to be a match of the year candidate. These two guys don't like each other. They have a history. They've met. And they have been involved in everything from traditional scientific pro wrestling all the way to knockdown, drag out, pier six brawls that make Saturday nights at certain places look like video game wannabes. Plain and simple. And that's a nice way to put it. So these two, they start seeing eye to eye in the ring, face to face in the ring, body to body in the ring. Somebody's probably going to get hurt, but they are also two very good ring tacticians. That's why I'll sit back and say this beyond a shadow of a doubt. This Saturday night, I guarantee you this will be a match of the year candidate, plain and simple. Micah Taylor versus Francisco Chiazzo. Dan?
I agree, and I saw these guys. They have fought since last January up in Nashville and Murfreesboro and Meanville and you name it. on the Arcadian shows, but this bad blood goes back to Deep South.
Yep.
The training ground that is now NXT, now down in Florida, before, you know, Florida Championship Wrestling, there was Deep South. And these guys just do not like each other.
No.
You know, and they are going to leave it all in the ring, and it's going to get crazy. But let us not forget, both of them have women. Tracy's married to Mike, Tracy Taylor, former GCW Ladies Champion.
Yep.
Well, now Stormy Lee, you know, they're the Bonnie and Clyde of pro wrestling, they call themselves. And they're out to steal every belt they possibly can. You know, they're going to do whatever it takes to win belts. So to get the board of directors to appreciate their style, they're out to prove something with Micah Taylor this Saturday night. Now, here's the thing. Stormy Lee has a match with Tracy Taylor.
Yep.
You know, I know I read where Francisco is asking for the microphone early in the night because he's got something he wants to say. I don't know what it is. He's always got something to say, by the way. He's always got something to say. And that's saying something coming from me. And, hey, you've never been one short for words either. So when we say Frankie can talk, he backs it up. I'm not going to say that. But he is one man that could draw heat on an ice cube and make his own mother want to slap him in the face.
That is so true. Oh, my God. Now, we're making a reference, and Dan just brought it up a second ago. I want to expound on this one. Stormy Lee, Tracy Taylor, one half of the Bonnie and Clyde of professional wrestling versus one half of the Polynesian powerhouses. Tracy Taylor is probably, and I will sit back and say this, and you have to hear me out on this one. Tracy Taylor is probably, and more than definitely, one of the best professional wrestlers in this world today. Stormy Lee is learning the lessons more so double than ever before. I've been able to watch her progression, not only in Global, but in a number of other companies. And the strides that she continues to make. Baffled a lot of pro wrestling fans because she is a quick study, but she also has some great teachers around her at any given particular point in time. This coming Saturday night, the board of directors is going to be hard-pressed on this one because they're looking for that next evolution. Veronica Fairchild's waiting in the wings. She was originally supposed to have one person challenging for that GCW ladies title. But because it is short-term notice, there have been situations in play. So, the winner of the Stormy Lee-Tracy Taylor match will definitely be moving up that ladder at a lightning pace, getting ready to challenge Veronica, right?
That's the way I understand it. And, you know, just because Tracy is a former champion and Stormy has been, you know, holding her on as makeup and muscles, you know, how crazy would that be if one half of makeup and muscles had to take the other other version of makeup and muscles? The tag team would be having to go against each other. Now, I don't know who the crowd would cheer for, to be honest, but you know, those are two blonde chicks that can throw down. They do a lot of custom matches and stuff, but both of them have been staying super, super busy. Now, I read something earlier this week that Veronica said her ankle was messed up, and we know how the fans feel about that. Malaya Hosaka came out and called her out on it, and she wasn't able to wrestle the last time we were in Tell City, and you know, it's a very, very interesting thing going on in the women's division. But every woman that signs their name on the contract to be a part of GCW has all got their eye on the prize, and that's that GCW Ladies Championship. And, you know, I will say this. I really respect some of the ladies in WWE, but I tell you what, Stormy Lee, Veronica Fairchild, Tracy Taylor, and Malaya Hosaka, not to, you know, let's not forget Amber O'Neill. We have a ladies division that is a plethora of amazing talent. Not only are these women hot and look good, they can wrestle. And they're just not a pretty face, you know, out there. They have the ability of Peggy Lee and Bambi from back in the day with the looks, you know, and I mean, nothing wrong with those ladies' looks, you know, back in the time, but these ladies are that next generation of Sherri Martel and Peggy Lee and Bambi and Wendy Richter. You know, these ladies can wrestle, and nobody can take that away. We have a very strong, and I cannot say strong enough times to tell you that these ladies all can wrestle at top-notch areas. You know, Tracy Taylor, international superstar, once signed with WWE. You know, it is just, the ladies division alone is worth the price of a ticket, but you're getting 7 matches that night for $10. Nobody else is producing that. I mean, there's all kinds of championships on the line that night, and my former tag partner, Mr. O'Hagan, you know, I can't take anything away from that guy because pound for pound, you know, under 150 pounds, one of the toughest human beings inside and outside the ring. And, you know, Howard C. Cross likes to pump up O'Hagan, but I've rode the roads with him. I know he can fight. I know he can fight in the street. I know he can fight in the ring. But there's a young guy that has made a name for himself throughout the country and throughout the Southeast, Charles Anders. You know, people say, oh, he looks like Jericho a little bit, and he looks like this guy. But I'm going to tell you, he has flying ability like no other. And if you missed the match, and I posted this the other day, Dark Fury and J.J. Goodtimes, I can't remember his last name.
A.J. Gray.
But what was his name?
A.J. Gray.
A.J. Gray. They had a triple threat that was early in the night, and it set a pace.
Yep.
And it was so quick. It was so dynamic. I remember looking at the monitor, watching that match, going, I had to go to the other locker room and get one of the rest and say, you boys better turn it up if y'all want to watch in the monitor, because these guys just had a pay-per-view quality match that all three of those guys could be in that cruiserweight division in NXT and WWE. I'm telling you, that the middleweight division is nothing to blink your eye at, and I don't want to steal your line, but don't blink, you might miss something.
Yeah.
You never know who the next WWE superstar could be wrestling in front of, you know, and the middleweight division, Jimmy Rave is not on the card this month, but he's got his eye on that middleweight title as well as the heavyweight title, because he goes, I don't mind putting on a few pounds and wrestling Eric Wayne at any time to be the next GCW heavyweight champion, but I also would like to get my hands on that gold with the middleweight division here in GCW with O'Hagan. So quite a large group of cruiserweight, you know, it is huge. And I tell you, those guys, they are high-flying, they're dynamic, and they can go from bell to bell, and they feel like, we may not be the biggest guys on the card, but we're going to dazzle you from bell to bell. And you better keep your eyes open, because it's going to come, there's people going to be flying every which way. And I just hope that Xanders takes care of his body. He's a young man. I've been working with him some. He was trained a few years back. But, you know, he's in contention right now for awards for possibly being GCW Rookie of the Year, even though he's been wrestling for a couple years. He's only been here this year for GCW. And the board of directors are really impressed with this guy, especially after that triple threat match with Dark Fury and AJ. You know, I mean, that was just, wow. I'm just going to tell you, those guys were dazzling. And if you don't believe me, go back and look at that match I shared from the last GCW show, because these guys, they're ready. They're ready to step up to the next level, and they all are worthy of being the future GCW middleweight champion.
Folks, do me a favor. Hang tight. We're going to head for a very quick commercial break. We will be back. GCW Radio continues right here on the Beyond Ringside Radio Network and ProWrestlingRadio.net.
The Mad Dog's House of Pain, the only nationally licensed pro wrestling school in the state of Alabama. Mad Dog Dan Sawyer, trained by the Junkyard Dog, will be your trainer. You want to be a professional wrestling superstar? Learn from GCW's own Mad Dog's House of Pain. With over 22 years experience, learn from the Mad Dog's House of Pain. 205-567-6482. Start your career today. Call 205-567-6482.
Howdy, friends. This is the Magic City Motor Mouth Fast Eddie Lane with your invitation to join yours truly, along with Mark Mabo Bowman and the Oracle of Ominous, the Wicked Nemesis, every Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, for Beyond Ringside Live. Wrestling, mixed martial arts, sports talk, and a whole lot more. Keep your eyes open on BeyondRingside.com for all of upcoming show information. And, of course, catch us on social media as well. Until then, we'll see you this Sunday, 6:30 Eastern, for Beyond Ringside Live on the Beyond Ringside Radio Network.
Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern here on BeyondRingside.com. Join us for the Midnight Black Mass. Myself, the Reverend Dan Wilson, brings you the dark gospel of professional wrestling, uncensored, unedited, uncut, and not for the faint of heart. You can find out more about us at youtube.com/pottyhumor or subscribe at Potty Humor on iTunes and Stitcher today.
The YouTube Determined Show live Wednesday nights, 9 Central Standard Time. Join myself, the Orc of Ominous, the Wicked Nemesis, the Grand Design, Clyde Braddock, and the Magic City Monroe, Fast Eddie Lane, as we take you to the edge of uncensored. Yes, we go uncensored, so make sure you have your earmuffs. Ask your parents, for those of you, you know, that are a little young, maybe under 18, but make sure if you have any heart conditions or any mental defects, please listen, because they may take effect right here live every Wednesday night, 9 Central Standard Time, Beyond Ringside Radio Network, BeyondRingside.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Stan Grubb for Corner to Corner Wrestling Radio and the Beyond Ringside Radio Network. Hey, join us every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the triple threat of wrestling radio goes live every week, giving you their thoughts and opinions on the world of professional wrestling. Myself, Brian, and Rob, all live, all here for you. And as my good friend Rob would say, from corner to corner and pillar to post, we bring it to you every week at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. BeyondRingside.com and ProWrestlingRadio.net.
When planning your next party or special event, insist on the best. 4-Range Entertainment is a professional entertainment company providing a full range of services, from professional disc jockeys and MCs to catering and photography. When the details of your special day must be perfect, call us first. Wedding receptions, corporate parties, school functions, birthday celebrations, and more. We also have Birmingham's largest selection of karaoke tracks available. With over 40 years combined experience, 4-Range Entertainment can provide you with the talent and professionalism you need and deserve to make your next event one you'll never forget. For more information on the full range of services we offer, call 533-HITS. That's 533-HITS. Or check us out on our website at fullrangeentertainment.com.
On this 15th day of November, welcome back into GCW Radio from Global Championship Wrestling, live on the Beyond Ringside Radio Network and ProWrestlingRadio.net. Fast Eddie Lane on this side of the board. Welcoming back in Mad Dog Dan Sawyer. Daniel, my brother, what's going on?
Not much. We're just getting hyped. We're ready. Been ready for 2 weeks, but November 19th is here this Saturday night, Pell City, Alabama, the Battle Bash 2016. A lot of faces that we've seen a lot this year, and some faces we haven't seen in a while. And speaking of that, we got the King of Swing Time himself, former ECW, WCW, WWE superstar Johnny Swinger, coming to town, taking on Scotty Blaze, a former GCW heavyweight champion. What a card full of former champions and current champions that we've got going on with this Bama Bash 2016. And this is a match, too. These guys, we've seen them wrestle one time in GCW, but they used to wrestle each other all the time at Deep South over in McDonough, Georgia. And, you know, they were on TV all the time, and Scotty was trying to get a contract. Swinger had a contract, And now they're going to be battling it out. Johnny Swinger taking on Scotty Blaze. And we know that Blaze has the high-flying ability and the martial art background. And Swinger can do all styles, you know. I remember back a few years ago, you know, it's almost 15 years ago, that Johnny Swinger was wrestling Rob Van Dam for the ECW Heavyweight Championship. And, you know, they had some knockdown dragouts. But here we are, Swinger in GCW this Saturday night taking on Scotty Blaze. Bell City, you got to get ready for this one because Scotty Blaze says he's back. He's in the best shape of his life. He took some time off. His daughter turned one, I think, yesterday. And, you know, he's ready to do some wrestling. He's knocked some rust off. He's done some shows in Georgia and Tennessee. And he says he can't wait to get back home to GCW this Saturday night. And it's going down. So he can't wait to get his hands on Swinger. And it's going to be a match that's very technical. Go high flying. Could be ground and pound. You never know what's going to happen there. Scotty Blaze got that MMA kick. You know, he's got that kickboxing. He was a kickboxing champion.
Yep.
And we've seen him be GCW heavyweight champion before. And he's getting his hands on Johnny Swinger this weekend. And it's Bell City, I'm telling you, this is going to be a match you do not want to miss. And Scotty Blaze got a lot of fans coming back from the ACW days from Anniston. They just had a big reunion for Frankie Barnhill's memorial show, and he wrestled on that show, and he says he's ready for Johnny Swinger this Saturday night.
I had a great conversation with Scotty Blaze about a week and a half ago, and just absolutely on it as always. Scotty always has a great perspective, a great attitude. And, of course, you realize these are two true veterans going back and forth at it. And he does not underestimate Johnny Swinger for a hot second. Swinger, of course, tried and true from start to finish. This man, of course, another one of those, as you said perfectly, can adapt to all styles. And this is the fun part about this. We can test that theorem this Saturday night. Because, as you stated a minute ago, and I'm going to reiterate, Scotty Blaze, big guy. 260, 250, 270, depending on the month, depending on where he is and what all he's doing. But for his size, he is not afraid to take to the skies. He can strap on some wings. He doesn't even need wings to fly. He really doesn't. Especially when he hits that backflip off the top rope, and it's like, damn, how you hit that? He's good. But he's willing to take it to the ground. He's got a great stand-up game. You talked about the kickboxing background. And, of course, like I said, he's willing to fly at the drop of a hat. So this is going to be a true test for both of them. Because remember, and they're no strangers to each other. These two gentlemen have met, but by the same token, in a limited basis. So they're going to have to take the lesson they learned in previous days and apply it, because you know both men continue to get even better as time goes by.
A lot of times, a lot of people, they really like the picture of Swinger. And I've had some people from that West Georgia area ask me, oh, when did Swinger join the GCW roster? He's been a part of it 3 or 4 years. You know, he's been coming in 2 or 3 times a year and had a tremendous 3 shows in a row with Antonio Garza. And I'm telling you, Swinger just got back from a big Canadian tour and from overseas in Europe, and he's been doing a lot of shows with House of Hardcore with Tommy Dreamer. I think they're pretty close outside the ring, but I've seen those guys battle before. But, you know, he doesn't take Scotty Blaze lightly. He knows that if he doesn't get his hands up, one of those spinning back kicks or a wheel kick, calf kick, that could be it. And, you know, I asked him, I said, is it anything like working with Van Damme? He goes, yeah, but Scotty is 6'3", and like you said, 250, 260. There's a little more mass behind that, not taking anything away from RVD, but Scotty has got some youth behind him. He's been wrestling, I know, for like 17 or 18 years. I remember when he used to tag team with his brother, and they were called the Fantastics. And Scotty Fantastic and Matt Fantastic, they were a great tag team. He went on to do single stuff, And now he's coming home, as he says, to GCW, and he's looking forward to seeing some of his favorite people, he said, you know, that have followed his career for 18 years. But he's kind of got a look on life now that he's got a baby that's one, and he's got a son that's a teenager now, and his daughter's like 11. They really are into wrestling. And he says it's just given him a whole new fire, desire to want to get out there and show that he's still got some gas in the tank. And I know he does. And so I can't wait to see the match between Scotty Blaze and Johnny Swinger.
Another match I'm looking forward to. Speaking of people that a lot of people will remember around the southeastern U.S., I'm talking about adorable Anthony Andrews making the foray into Global Championship Wrestling. We have seen him before. Is coming back into the southeastern U.S., living out of state now, and he's going to be taking on the Kryptonite Killer, Michael Steele. Dan?
You know, everyone's familiar with adorable Anthony. He was with Marvelous Michael Stevens back in the day. They were the BFFs. They were nationally known from Honey Boo Boo. They made quite an impact when they came in. And when I say they made an impact, they're great wrestlers, but they're very metro. They want to be referred to as metrosexual. I'm not knocking anything. Peanut puts it best. I think your boy's a little sissy. You know, the way you want to carry yourself in the ring and your style and whatever, you know, I grew up with exotic Adrian Street.
Amen.
And when I was a kid, and then Adrian Adonis. But you know what? It's like Gorgeous George. So those two guys, Adrian Street and Gorgeous George, were two of the toughest guys ever in wrestling. And I sometimes think that they use the flamboyancy and that little bit of, okay, whatever, to distract you, to get a hold of your leg or get a hold of your arm or get a hold of your neck to twist. Now, the Kryptonite Killer, Michael Steele, he's coming back off an injury, but everybody knows what his physique's built like. He's built like Luger back in the 80s. You know, he is strong. He is powerful. But adorable Anthony is not a small guy by any means. But he will, by hook or crook, do what it takes to win a match. So, you know, I'm sure Michael Steele, I told him, I said, he's a bit flamboyant if you've never seen him in the ring. And he goes, oh, this is going to be fun. So anytime that you can get in there and make some money living your dream, that's what this is all about. But I tell you, who's going to be the winner this night is the GCW fans as they see the Kryptonite Killer get his hands on adorable Anthony, because he is flamboyant and he is a showman. But he also can fight. He was in Georgia when we originally saw him a few years back.
Right.
With the Honey Boo Boo stuff. Now he lives in Texas. He's affiliated with WWE superstar Booker T, who is still affiliated with WWE. But the reality of wrestling is who he's working with. And, you know, Booker T reached out and said, hey, can we do a little change up here? Can we do a little talent share back in the day, like back in the day where territories actually work with each other? Mm. So the GCW office has found it fit that adorable Anthony will be taking on Michael Steele. But Steele, better keep your eyes open. There's a guy named Rex Andrews, who is the TV champion from out of the ROW reality of wrestling or Booker T stuff. He's coming into town, and he's taking on Lead Zone, a Kansas City fan favorite to GCW, the Dream Chaser, Dylan Cook. And those two matches, everybody, they'll remember adorable Anthony when they see him. But Rex King, people say, who is this guy? I was like, you're going to have to look him up on YouTube. He's a little taller version of O'Hagan, and he wrestles a lot like that. He doesn't do as much ground and pound stuff, but he is a flyer, and he is a middleweight TV champion weight kind of guy. And this is Dylan Cook's first chance ever to achieve some gold in GCW or have a title match besides tag team stuff. So I'm anxious to see if Dylan rises to the occasion, which I've talked to him this week. He is ready. But you're always nervous about a guy that you've never seen wrestle live before. You don't study him all day long, but you're going to have to get in there and use what you do best. And he was a state wrestling champion back in the day, Dylan Cook was. And I told him, I said, use what you know. Use the wrestling that you know. And if something goes awry, put him on the mat. just like in high school, except you don't have to keep his arm in there if you put him in a headlock. So just get him down and beat him, and best of luck on this belt thing. You know, it makes everybody nervous. The pay window increases, but, you know, here we are. This is kind of like his hometown, even though it's Leeds. Pell City is right there next door to Leeds, and I think that Billen is, he's excited, he's nervous, but that nervousness is what makes you humble, and it also helps you win a match. So he's just got to relax, use the hometown advantage, and Billen Cook can make history this Saturday night at the Pell City Civic Center, November the 19th. So if you're a dream chaser, Billen Cook, wear your T-shirt. He's got like 30 of them. He's the John Cena of GCW. He's got more T-shirts. No kidding. He has got a lot of T-shirts, and he has a lot of fan support. You know, his family comes out, his friends from high school, guys he used to wrestle with. He coaches at Leeds. A lot of young men come and watch and are aspiring to be future GCW wrestlers, but I tell them, you got to graduate high school first, and we'll send you through school, and we'll see what happens. But the ladies love Billen, I think, because he's like 21, 22 years old, and he still looks like he's 16. But he's not built like a 16-year-old. But Billen is in good shape, and he's prime, and he's ready. And we'll just see what happens this Saturday night as Rex Andrews comes to town and tries to be pompous with that TV title from Reality of Wrestling, representing Booker T. Well, Billen Cook is representing Mad Dogs, House of Pain, representing GCW, and this could be an opportunity, like I said, for him to make history this Saturday night at the Pell City Civic Center.
It is a tremendous opportunity for somebody like Billen Cook. You know, Dylan's worked around primarily around the southeastern U.S., and for the talent exchange between Reality of Wrestling and Global Championship Wrestling to be in place, this is absolutely a tremendous opportunity for the stars of Global Championship Wrestling to pick up that much more real estate, so to speak. Because I know that you and a number of the stars of Global have been making road trips out west, and you've been hitting different states. You've also made those road trips up north, and of course, we've all been no strangers to the great state of Georgia, down in Florida, and up in sometimes even up in Kentucky, if we're not careful. And the GPS actually works going up there. Go figure that one out. But for Billen, the ROW-TV title, this is a major opportunity for him. So, once again, you talk about his humility. You talk about the fact that he does keep his head on straight. The butterflies are a great motivator, because there are times when, no matter how far you are into your journey in pro wrestling, no matter how far your career has taken you, there are times when they may be butterflies, they may be hummingbirds, they may be pterodactyls, but when you've got your head in your right place, when you got your head on your shoulders, that is, they are definitely a motivator to push you to do a little bit better. And championship gold opportunity, those don't come every day. You and I both know that quite well.
Yes, sir. I mean, I agree that, you know, you never know who's getting called up. Every time I cut on WWE and I see the Uso brothers, we call them the Samoan soldiers. You know, they're the sons of Rikishi, Josh and John Fatu. It just thrills my soul. They were with us for 3 years. They were former GCW tag team champs. That was the first goal they ever held as a tag team. You know, Uncle Umaga came to Palmerdale, of all places.
Yeah.
Umaga came to Palmerdale unannounced one Saturday night. And you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I remember we were doing some shows in Tarrant one time, and who's sitting in the crowd but Eugene, Nick Densmore.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have the roots run deep. People go, well, how do you get these guys to come to your show or whatever? They just come on their own because they like wrestling, okay? That's the thing. We're all doing the same thing. Don't look at us as we're like the barons to the major leagues, because we're all wrestlers, okay? Just like that's all baseball. But you never know who is going to get signed next week and join the rankings of the WWE. You know, 3 weeks before AJ Styles was called up to WWE, I was on a show with him in Piedmont at Pro South.
Yep.
And, you know, Corey Hollis has been on WWE a few times this year, and he started here in GCW. every week you can see Rudy Charles, Dan Engler. They never call the referees by names, but I'm so happy to see guys that have been part of GCW that are on the WWE. And, you know, not to mention the lineage of the Armstrong, Scott Armstrong, and Road Dogg, Brian James Armstrong. They are a part of the main Raw team as agents and writers and producers. And, you know, we all do the same thing. People sometimes tell me, and at first I used to be insulted when people would say, well, I came to the show and it was great. I was like, did you think it was going to be garbage? And then they say to me, they say, we didn't know what to expect. We'd been to other shows, independent shows, and it wasn't this quality. And that thrills my soul to know that, you know, this happens because of guys like you and Wick promoting it on the radio, social media, all the guys doing a better job. Now, they're not doing the greatest job in the world, but promoting the show. If you don't promote yourself and do not promote the company you work for, nobody's going to come out there. It's a whole team effort. And, you know, we couldn't do this without you. We couldn't do this without Wick. We couldn't do it without the Bull. Not just saying that because he's my tag team partner and he's here and we're ready for Saturday. But, you know, roots run deep and we're all trying to accomplish the same thing. Wrestling is wrestling. Some's a little better than others, but we try to give the best product of wrestling, past, present, and future. Every time the logo says GCW or Global Championship Wrestling, you know you're going to get your money's worth and more. And I take pride in being a part of this company, and I love it. It's my life. There is nothing anyone could ever do to make me not like wrestling. I've had more injuries than there are trees growing in the wilderness today, but I'm like a Timex watch. I take a licking and keep on ticking. There are certain times I didn't think I was going to be able to. But it is a blessing to be in that ring to wrestle and perform. And we do it for the fans. We appreciate you so much. And it doesn't matter if you cheer us or boo us. As long as you're having a good time and enjoying the best product possible, I think just come one time and you'll be hooked. I promise you. If you love wrestling, you love GCW. And then sometimes guys just like to get on it going down the street.
There you go.
I don't know if you heard that, but
oh, hell yeah, we heard it.
There was a dude going about 60 right there here. I mean, I'm looking at Bull's face. He's like, I'm glad I'm not in my car because it would have had to go hot pursuit.
There you go. We got the obligatory smoking the bandit reference in there. I'm happy with that. And I'll use the other one.
I just want to look at Bull and go, that just happened.
That just happened.
And we're in a parking lot and a guy went by doing like 60. I'm serious. And I don't know if you guys could hear that.
Yeah, but we did.
He said it sounded like he had a glass pack on it.
Oh, yeah.
Autobus.
I could hear that all the way over here easily. Of course, I'll also use the other phrase from Smokey the Bandit. That was an attention getter.
Yeah, he got our attention and made me pucker a little bit. I'm sitting here concentrating on being on the radio with GCW, and this nutcase is cutting through here. Maybe he wanted to get his 15 minutes or 15 seconds.
15
fame,
seconds.
But
let me do
that. Broke my concentration a little bit.
Well, do me a favor. Let me do one little thing. I'm going to expound on something you said, and I used to get flack about this every once in a while because when I say this, I don't say it to say it. I say it because it's fact. I say it because it's true. I can speak for all of us in the core of Global Championship Wrestling. We know that there are so many ways that you can spend your entertainment dollar. There's some great movies coming down the pike nowadays. There's some great sporting events going on television and in person. So we're not ignorant of that fact. We are not oblivious to that fact. You know, Alabama's 10-0 right now. Auburn's doing well. I was hoping they'd do better, but they still had time. They got a couple more games, and of course, you know, the Iron Bowl is going to be tremendous. But for me personally, and I know I can speak for the majority of us with Global, if not all of us, we have a certain cross that we bear, and that is to push ourselves to do even better every time the doors open. Because when you pay your hard-earned money to come see a Global Championship Wrestling show, we are humbled by that fact. There's some companies out there that act like it's your pleasure and your privilege to come spend your money at their show. We will never be that way. We have never been that way. We are not that way. The people who come in that door and spend their money, kick back, grab a soda, grab some nachos, grab some pizza, bring your signs, shirts, posters, banners. Appreciation is an understatement. Gratitude is an understatement, because we know that there is so much going on out there. Look, we're in a very charged country right now because of what happened last week. We don't do politics. We don't do social issues. We do wrestling. We tried to do our very best every time the doors open to give you that escape, that place that you can go to kick back, chill out, raise hell, and have fun. Dan just said it perfectly a second ago. Whether you cheer us or you boo us, that's your choice. But the fact of the matter is, when you come to a Global Championship Wrestling show, when you, screw that word, live event. Say hi to Wick for me on that one. A live event from Global Championship Wrestling. You know, from bell to bell, start to finish, from good evening to good night, you are going to get some of the brightest stars, past, present, future of pro wrestling. As Dan has said, it's more than a slogan. It's the truth. You are going to get stars, professionals who are working to give you the absolute best, period, and then some. This Saturday night, November 19, Pell City, Alabama, Pell City Civic Center. Doors open at 7, bell time 7:30. Tickets are only $10 each, and you can still reserve ringside seating while it's still available by sending an email, gcwmedia@yahoo.com. However, as you're, whether you're listening live tonight or listening on replay, that cutoff point is Friday, 12 noon Central Standard Time. So there is a window. You can still reserve. Can't guarantee exactly where it's going to be. It's first come, first served. But if you want to reserve ringside seating for Saturday night, Bama Bash 2016, gcwmedia@yahoo.com. Now, I understand there is one more match that we're missing right now.
And that is true. The Bosnian War Child, step it up, Spiral. He's went back home to Bosnia, and he went and visited his family. But he's taking on Stephen Michaels, known very much over in the Georgia area as well as the Pro South area. It's going to be great to see this young man who's been wrestling for about 10 years or so taking on Spiral. Spiral's got a lot of fire and desire to want to get his hands on Eric Wayne and the Dream Killer. And, you know, he lost the belt after holding it for quite some time. Eric Wayne is in North Dakota this weekend, but he will be back for the December show. But Stephen Michaels taking on Spiral this Saturday night. And you can never underestimate who your opponent is. Just because Spiral may not have seen this guy wrestle, or maybe he has or hasn't, and he may be a newcomer to GCW, but he's got 10 years experience, and Stephen Michaels has held belts throughout wrestling, and you know, he's got something. He's trying to make a name for himself by defeating the Bosnian War Child, Spiral. You said something really good about sports. Now, everyone knows the reason that we're wrestling this weekend is because the 26th, Alabama and Auburn.
Yep.
Take this into consideration. Office did a lot of thinking. Both Alabama and Auburn are playing this Saturday, but they're early games.
Yeah.
And one's playing Chattanooga, and the other one is Alabama A&M.
Right.
So get your butt to GCW. Doors are opening at 7 o'clock. You have plenty of time to watch both those games. One will probably be on TV, the other on the SEC Network. I don't know. Don't hold me to that. But the only thing I can tell you, and I can promise you, is November 19th, this Saturday night, Bell City, Alabama, Bama Bash 2016 Global Championship Wrestling is going to be there. It's only $10, and I promise it's time for GCW to come back home to the Bell City Civic Center. Tell your ma, tell your pa, tell the kids, the grandkids. We're wrestling everybody out here this Saturday night. And my tag team partner, Leon the Bull Stresser, one half of GCW Tag Team Champions, one half of the World Tag Team Champions, he's here with me, and I think he's got a good word for Mudbone, Prowler, Violent Gentleman, whoever wants a piece of Mad Justice. The Bull's got something he wants to say, if you don't mind, Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
I'm putting all tag teams on notice. You mess with the Bull, you mess with the Mad Dog. You mess with Mad Justice, you're going to get the horns.
Well, had a few words, but he cleared it up real fast that whoever you are, whatever you are, get a team together. You want a piece of Mad Justice? We're going to be there at Pell City Saturday night. We got an open contract. If you want to come down and get a piece of Mad Justice, he says you're going to get the horns. It could be a Mad Dog nipping the ass, too. So, dogs off a leash, dog's going to bite. If the dog's in the ring with the Bull and the Mad Dog are definitely going to fight. And we're going to fight this Saturday night. GCW Pell City Civic Center, November the 19th, 7:30 Central Time.
What's that, Tommy?
He said Tommy Rich is here somewhere. I don't know. Was he in Hooters?
Yeah. He's what?
Somebody say something fine about Pell City, Alabama. Hey, Eddie Lane, I'm trying to get booked back in Oxford. They won't have me, so I'm coming to Pell City. Me, the Rat Patrol, Scotty Rich. Hey, brother, the Rat Patrol wants some of that action, too. Somebody say something about fired up. Jerry Lawler, I'm coming back to Memphis.
Somebody get Tommy some cheesecake or one of those mooses in there. I don't know. That guy looked a lot like Tommy Rich. I don't know if that was him or not. But he's running off. The wildfire, wasn't expecting that. You never know who you're going to run into at Hooters, especially when it's the Bulls' birthday party.
There you go. And before we start heading for the radio ranch at this point, folks, of course, you've heard the entire card. And like I said, this is going to be available on replay all the way across the board on Beyond Ringside Radio, as well as ProWrestlingRadio.net. All of the different sources you can find for the replay for Global Championship Wrestling's GCW Radio. We have not had an official capacity and an opportunity to say, of course, this past weekend, we celebrated Veterans Day here in the U.S., and, you know, on a personal note, I know that, of course, Micah Taylor, veteran in and of himself, Marine, not currently active duty. Of course, a lot of people who know me know that my father was is an inactive Marine, served two tours of Korea. If you have me on Instagram, you saw the picture that I posted of my dad from back in the Marine era. But from there to all veterans, to those who are currently serving, to those who have served, from all of us with Global Championship Wrestling, our heartfelt thank you for your sacrifice. You always have our support. We've always got your back. We thank you for everything that you've done to help keep us free, to protect our liberties, to protect our freedoms, and to help protect our way of life. Danny, anything you want to say?
You said it there, and you know we always are very prideful of our country. No matter who our president is, we all need to get together, enjoy life. Because if it wasn't for these veterans fighting for us, we have freedom of speech and we have a freedom to go watch wrestling, GCW, this Saturday night. We are patriotic. You know our colors are red, white, and blue. And we support firemen, police, and military. And in a time where people sometimes forget to say thank you, we say thank you. Thank you for your service. And thank you for allowing us to live our dream every time we step into that ring, because without you, we would be nothing. And God bless America. Thank you for listening this Tuesday night. And look forward to seeing everybody live and in color for this international television taping, GCW Bama Bash 2016, November 19th. You've heard the date. Now, don't be late. 7:30 bell time. Get yourself there. The Bull and myself are going to be there. Eddie Lane's going to be there. All the guys we talked about are going to be there. Make sure that you make plans to be there this Saturday night. Tickets are only $10. You haven't got an excuse. Football's going to be over with at that point. Come on down. Let's see what you got. As Freddie Miller used to say, GCW this Saturday night, be there!
At GCW Pro Wrestling on Twitter, Facebook.com/GCW Pro Wrestling, as well as a number of different other sources on Facebook. GCW also on Instagram. And of course, the home is GCWPro.com. Got a lot of things going on as far as updating social media and updating the website. Also, after this month, we are going to be working on rebuilding the roster page in its entirety. So you're going to see a whole bunch of new faces on the roster page, probably starting in December once we get a chance to get all the photos done, processed, and up on the website. So from there, remember, if you're planning to come this coming Saturday night, by the way, I just found out about 30 minutes ago that there is a event page on Facebook for this coming Saturday night's live event. So we're going to get that circulating even more so, hopefully in the next few minutes. Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we definitely look forward to seeing everybody this coming Saturday night in Pell City, Alabama. Bama Bash 2016. Going to toss first. I tell you what, let's go and do it the old-fashioned way. While you've got him close to you, Leon Stresser, any shameless plugs you want to throw out there?
I just want to tell all the GCW fans how much I appreciate all the birthday wishes on Facebook, the personal phone calls, text messages, everything I got today. It means a lot to me. The only gift that I would ever ask of my fans are show up Saturday night, show up, support GCW, support Mad Dog, support myself, support Mad Justice, support the whole entire roster. Come hate the ones you love to hate. Come cheer on the ones you love to love. And at the bottom line, just come out, enjoy a great night of professional wrestling. And that's the gift I want from the fans to me, because in return, we're going to give a gift of a great night of entertainment to you. Other than that, I appreciate everything they've done, supported me, been there from day one. And hopefully we can continue ending 2016 and start 2017 on a great note. Thanks.
Any shameless plugs for social media you want to throw out there? How can people follow you?
Now, Eddie, we've talked about this. You know I'm not an aficionado like you, and that's a pretty big word for me, and I even used it in the right text. So I'm on Facebook, Leon Stresser the Bull. I'm also on Instagram, and it's all lowercase, GCW the Bull. And that's about it for me. I'm like the king of Florida. He can have Pinterest, because I don't care how straight of a man he says he is. Pinterest just ain't cool.
Okay, he wins that round. He won that round, plain and simple. Dog, any shameless plugs you want to throw out there, including social?
Get on with Dan Sawyer, Facebook. They took Mad Dog away from me a few years ago, and said it was too intimidating. Looking forward to it this Saturday night, and we'll see what happens as we get ready. I got to cut out. We're going to lose my signal here in a second, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, for Leon the Bull Stresser, for Mad Dog Dan Sawyer, I am the Magic City Motor Mouth, Fast Eddie Lane, saying join us next time as we go ringside and beyond with Global Championship Wrestling. Until next time, bye for now.